If you've just tuned in, our guests tonight are a fantastic Melbourne band. We hadn't really heard that much about you guys before we got an email, sorry, but we checked you out on YouTube. We even bought your song on iTunes, and we love you. So please welcome to the Joy Studios, Bellisera.
That's correct.
I got it right.
That's right.
You did.
I am so awesome right now. Guys, welcome.
Thank you, and
thank
hello.
You. Thanks for having us.
So who are you? What do you do?
I'm Crystal Ignite, and I'm the singer in Bellisera.
My name's Mark. I play bass.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Now, very quickly, Crystal Ignite, is that your real name?
Of course it is.
I must say,
is TJ yours?
That's a very closely guarded secret. Like Justin Bieber's hair, it has two bodyguards.
Uh-huh.
I just have to
but
say...
he had a haircut.
Yeah, but it was on news.com. And anyway, I just have to say, you have the most awesome Aussie rock name of all time, and don't you dare ever change it.
I would never change it, and thank you very much, TJ.
Now, speaking of names, the origin of your band's name, care to tell us about that?
Sure. Do you want me to take this one, Mark? You're talking
it,
a little bit too much already.
Go for it.
All right. it's two Latin words put together, and they translate separately as beautiful anger. Mm. So it's a word that we made up, Bellisera, and we got the name because back in the day when we were a lot heavier and more aggressive. One of our photographers sent a photo back of me and said, angry beautiful. And she said, that's what I think of when I see your band. So that's where it came from.
That's a really cool history because a lot of band names have very strange histories. Like Maroon 5, for example, they actually have a blood pact where they won't tell anyone what Maroon 5 is actually about. But thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Glad you haven't got any sort of weird, creepy blood pact going on.
Yeah, well, we're not Maroon 5.
No, we're kind of happy about that.
Yeah. Very, very thankful for that.
I'm very glad there's no one like the singer of Maroon 5 in our band.
Weird, creepy blood packs aside, how did you guys form the band?
Oh, okay. Well, Mark and I actually met 8 years ago when we started another band together, and we ended up sort of changing our musical direction and changing our path with music. So we, 3 years ago, decided to start a new band and came up with Bellisera, and then after that recruited new members that would suit what we were doing and work with what we were doing. So that's pretty much how we formed. Is there anything else I'm missing there?
No, that's fine. I mean, it's finally feeling like the right band now that we've got all the right members, and that's pretty much just come together the last couple of months, really, with the latest addition.
Yeah. We're a completely new band. We've completed the lineup with five members and really only had the right mix towards the end of last year.
So who are these other members?
Would you like their names?
Yeah, we'd love that.
All right, well, they're probably listening. Mr. LJ Esquire is on the...
guitar there.
The guitar, yes. Mr. Paul Reed.
Also on the guitar there.
Thank you, Mark. And keep finishing my sentences. I do like it.
Okay.
And Mr. Jimmy, a.k.a. Dallyman Mileto.
He's the drummer.
There we go.
Even more awesome names. This band has the most awesome names ever. Now,
we need better names, TJ.
Huh?
We need better names.
No, you need it. My name's fine. Guys, what do you reckon about my name?
Oh, look,
TJ,
it's your initials.
Yeah, I like it.
It's TJ is quite cool.
Okay, what about Kez's?
No,
I like it too.
I like it. I'm favouring TJ slightly.
Yes.
Because I'm one for an acronym. So,
I'm
not sure
KJ.
What it's an acronym for, but...
Like I said, it's a closely guarded secret. Now, Crystal,
Todd James.
Not only are you the... take it back. Go out there and take it back. Ignore her. She's a liar. Now, Crystal, not only are you the lead singer, but you're also the lyricist. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, have your experiences influenced your lyrics?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think your experiences have to influence your lyrics. It could be a personal experience or it could be someone else's experience. Yeah, so definitely. I think any good lyricist or poet has to use their own experiences.
Nice, very nice. Now, your latest single, is it your first single?
No.
It's not?
No. But, I mean, with this lineup, yes.
Okay, cool.
So I guess you could say it is our first.
So the track Closer To Me, we've seen it on YouTube, has a fantastic video. What's it about? Okay. I mean, to describe it briefly, Melbourne's on fire and there's like blue Pokeballs flying everywhere.
Okay. Ah. Well, they're orbs. They're orbs.
Right.
There's a dual meaning to it. I mean, the lyrics explain it a little bit, but the orbs are something that is our own interpretation. But basically, the world's ending. It's kind of like a Tank Girl kind of theme. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Have you guys seen Tank Girl?
Yeah.
Mad movie. Love it. Anyway, it's kind of a Tank Girl-esque kind of theme. And it's the end of the world and buildings are on fire and whatnot. And here we are and we're playing and singing about basically... Well, it's kind of a love story with a little twist in that it's... I guess when you... We're really thinking about 2012 and the end of the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're one of them.
Yeah. Well, we. What are you categorizing me for?
Nothing.
No. I mean, I think it's nice to think about things like that, and
like the end of the world. Or?
Well, no. Just maybe the repercussions of our actions, and maybe that we're not invincible, and that perhaps things need to change. So I guess that's what inflicted this story. But for me, I was spending a lot of time thinking about that and spending a lot of time. And most of the members in our band were, like, taking a real spiritual path and exploring that side of ourselves. But basically, it's the end of the world and it's about knowing that everything's about to end and realizing what actually really is important, and that's not anything that's material or anything that you can see. It's the relationships that you form. And for me personally, I was thinking about losing the love of my life, and that's all that I cared about. If I'm going to die, that's okay, as long as I go with you. That's all that really matters.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, so that's what it was about. So it has a beautiful meaning, even though it's like the end of the world. And I think that's... Balasir is kind of about that. We know what's going on in the world, and we're awake and aware, and we study a lot into things that are going on, but we want to put out something positive and spread love, because love is what the world needs. And it doesn't have to be love between two people, but love amongst... humanity.
That sounds great. So this song and this clip actually are a great example of the beauty and anger aspect of your band.
Yeah, I
really
guess
bring
so.
That together.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the parallels, really, yin and yang. Yeah, so that's what it's about. But the orbs represented, I mean, each orb goes up to each member, and it basically represented our own spiritual journey and, like, finding the light, which I say that towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about finding, like, your purpose and your true self and ascending to a higher state of consciousness, if you want to get really deep into it. Yeah. But for other people, if you don't want to go that deep, it's... you know, it's all about love.
Love and the end of the world, basically. I think that'll be the quote of the evening.
That's right.
What has been your greatest moment as a band?
Oh, wow. Mark, do you want to take this one, or are you looking at me to take over here?
I don't know. What would it be?
Oh, there's been just amazing moments. Like, hearing that song come back from LA when Mike Barbiero sent it back, that was one of the best moments for me. Some other great moments were, like, the last three times we've played Rock the Bay Festival to a packed Gershon Room in Melbourne. That was amazing. The Sydney shows we've been playing. There's so many moments that are just awesome. I mean, I don't know. I love touring with the guys. I mean, we're so lucky we're in a band with our best friends.
It's probably good that you get along. I mean, you really wouldn't want to get off the stage and be like, all right, fuck you, see you later.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely not. It's a nightmare. I'm really happy to be sharing a band with such wonderful people that I have a lot of respect for.
You sound very happy and fortunate. Now, just quickly, any really embarrassing moments that you'd like to share?
Ooh.
We always get put on the spot with these ones. We should really think about this beforehand.
Well, no, we should. Where should we start?
I don't know.
We lined up a New Zealand tour, and we had about 7 or 8 shows. First night, first show, got about halfway through the set, swung my bass around on stage, and I was wondering why it wasn't moving, and I turned around and it was lodged in Paul's face.
I'm guessing Paul wasn't happy about this.
No, it didn't look too good, and I thought it was water coming off his face, but it was actually blood. And he carried on. Yeah. Look at that soldier. He carried on.
Yeah. Just. True musician. Well done.
Yeah. And his hat stayed on too.
Yeah, remarkably. His hat stayed on. So.
Oh, well, that's all that matters. His hat stayed on.
That's it. That's it.
Now, Crystal, you also had a really cool story that made us giggle a little bit.
You're making me do that one, are you?
Yes,
all right.
Please.
All right. All right. Well, we were playing, this was a few years ago, and we were playing at Billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And freshly polished wooden floors there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through a bit of a phase where, you know, jumping around all the time. Well, I always jump around all over the stage, but I would get really hot on stage, so I would pour water over my head to cool myself down.
As you do.
You know, as you do. That's right. Well, when you're kicking your legs up in the air like I do, you need to, like, refresh yourself somehow. And I went a little bit overboard and, yeah, literally poured the whole thing on my head. And that's fine. I wasn't embarrassed about that. What I was actually embarrassed about was there was a big pool of water on the polished floors, which I kept walking into and slipping while I was singing. And to make matters worse, I was also wearing fisherman's pants that night, which pants that are held up by tying them on the waist.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And they kept falling down. So I'm, like, slipping over, trying to hold my mic, holding my pants from falling down. Absolute disgrace. I think that might have slowed down our career a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon, Mark?
I remember I played pretty well that night.
Oh. Yeah, but smart on.
Now, is there any footage of that anywhere on YouTube? Because I'd love to see that.
Do you think I'd let that happen?
Probably not.
No.
Now,
we've,
yes, we've had
a
response
question
from
Will in Caulfield. How do you find a place for your obvious spirituality in the brand of music that you play?
Okay, awesome question. Thank you, Will. I think it might be obvious to some people, but I don't think it's obvious to everybody. You don't want to push things into people's faces and force your beliefs onto people either. So
you're not Scientologists?
No, funnily enough, no, not at all. I guess we're into a spiritual journey of ourselves, and understanding everybody is on their own path and on their own sort of track at their own pace. I don't think that it's extremely obvious. I think it's extremely obvious to somebody else who's in that spiritual place.
Okay.
But I'm certainly not ashamed of it. But I think one thing that I think everybody can understand and relate to is just putting love out there. And I think that it doesn't matter where you are on your journey, that should be a positive thing and something that everybody would love.
That's fantastic. It's so good to hear that you guys aren't an emo band. Thank God you're not emo band, because when I saw the world ending and Melbourne on fire, I was just like, oh dear.
not at all. Like, we're about being real about reality.
Mm-hmm.
And being honest about reality, but about staying positive. Let's not, if you know what's really going on in the world and you know about all the conspiracies and some of them are true.
Oh yeah, we're kind of like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you know about those things, what is really important is that you don't live with fear, you live with love. And we may not be able to solve, one person may not be able to solve the world's problems, but one thing that you can do, and actually Mark said to me, is just live with love. And as long as you're treating people, your friends and those people around you with love, they're going to do that, and it's going to spread across the world. And I know it sounds really cheesy, but I believe in that. I think the world needs a lot of love. There's a lot of shit going on at the moment, a lot of natural disasters, and we've got to start looking at why is this happening, you know?
Yeah. We'll have to help you guys spread the love with, we're going to do the shameless plug now.
Yeah, the shameless plug. You guys are currently working on your debut album. What can we expect from it, and when will it be released, and more importantly, what will it be called?
Oh, okay. Well, we can't give you the name. What can you expect? A lot of hard work from Balasira that's going to go into this. We know basically what's expected of us. This album is kind of, it's a do or die kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to make sure every single track, and I'm setting the bar high this way, we have no way to escape, but we're going to make sure every track is awesome. That's what we're going to spend our time doing.
As it should be. Every band should make every track awesome. I can't imagine you walking in the studio and be like, we'll make this one good, we'll make this one not so good. This one's going to be awesome and the rest are just going to kind of fall into line.
Yeah, there's a lot of fillers on albums and whatnot, and we definitely don't want to do that. We want to write stuff that we're true to and that we've put as much time as what we did into Closer to Me. We want to put into every other track on that album so that every song would be single worthy.
Should be fun. So if the listener wanted some more information, do you have a website they can go to? Or
absolutely. Well, you could go to our Facebook. These days, Facebook's the new MySpace. So it's facebook.com/, and it's just Ballucira, which is Bellusira. You can also go to our website, which is ballucira.com, and every other little old .com.
MySpace, do people still go on MySpace?
Not anymore, I don't think. Is that still around?
MySpace still exists, yes.
There's your answer there, Mike.
There we go. Still
exists. We learned something today.
Oh, I just remembered. I need to do a bit of a shout-out to my good mate, AMAC, who's in the house.
Oh, AMAC.
Yeah, so we just wanted to say a big hello to AMAC.
Get back on that horse, AMAC. Get back.
No idea what they're saying, but I'm sure it means something.
Yeah.
Now, guys, we've got to let you go. Thanks for being on the show. It was our first live interview. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Cheers.